Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as usual, Mr. Blake. And today, I'm going to be telling you the story that I've been wanting to do all day. And, yeah, I took a nap, so I haven't been able to do it. So, I'm going to be doing it right here, right now. So, as I usually say, sit back, relax, and prepare to be horrified as I tell you the story of Foxina, the birth of Gears. She's done, a man said at a workshop. All right, load that vixen up and send her to the new opening of the pizzeria.
New opening? Pizza? I don't really care what they said. But I did like pizza. I looked at myself. Wait a minute. What is this? A metal body? Am I a robot? I am. That explains why I don't have any memories of what happened. I was built. Not born. Built. Cool, I thought. That's when I heard the man come forth and I pretend to sleep.
So, what are we gonna do with this one? Said one of the men, sounding very bored. I don't know. Preferably, I wish they'd just scrap these guys. Or nothing anyway. Just into coffins, metal suits. Yeah, don't even get me started on the stench. I want to bite them so hard with them. Stench. Stench! I'll have them know once I have perfume. I'll make sure to take very good care of myself. But it's hard to do that in that musty old box they have with all the spare robotic parts. Stench. They were nothing to sneeze at either. Their smell was even worse than mine. But then again, I didn't want them to know that I could feel things. So, I kept my mouth shut. Alright, let's pack up that fox thing and ship her off. All through the ride there, I was thinking, humans, they act like we're nothing. Like it's trash. That's where I heard a voice saying, hey, where are you going? I turned around and my mouth fell open. Wider than anything. There was a stunning, smoking hot wolf. Man, he was handsome. Yeah, I'm going to a pizzeria.
Me too,
he said, and he scooted a little closer. I wanted to scoot away. I didn't want to get too close, too friendly. But then again, I didn't want to seem rude either. He said, what's your name?
Foxina.
Hey, Foxina, I'm Wolfie. That turtle over there, that's Chelsea. And you probably see that buck over there tuning at the guitar. That's Dustin Deer. We're all going to this place, Foxina's. Yeah, that's right. The pizzeria is named after you. It used to be called something else, Teresa's Family Diner or whatever. Can't remember.
We're going there?
Yeah, didn't you hear? The owner sold out to Foxina's Fantastic Pizza World. So yeah, that's what it's going to be called. It's a new location. It's going to be bigger and better than the old one. I can't wait. I bet it's going to be awesome. We can entertain these kids. We get to hang out. Who knows? We might be able to sing and dance with each other. We could even be assigned to the same pirate show.
Pirate show? What do you mean pirate show?
Look at yourself.
Oh, is that an insult?
No,
look in the mirror. I looked in the mirror that I had in my hand. I got from an old box. I'm a pirate. A very lovely pirate. Don't push it, please. I just know you. I'm a little afraid right now. Oh, of course. Just take your time. But let me tell you, it's going to be awesome. I just can't wait. Well, he was really enthusiastic. That I will give him. So, do you know anything about this? I don't know much, but I do know a little. We're animatronics, and we are supposed to enforce the rules and make sure everyone plays nice. No, we all have our own theme that we're supposed to, kind of, like, do, you know, like, my theme. Play nice with each other, enjoy exercise, and eat an apple a day to keep a doctor away, so healthy eating habits. What about Chelsea? Chelsea is trying to encourage kids to stay active and eat a lot of pizza. Does that kind of counterbalance it? Not really. How about Dustin's? Good behavior and a rock and roll spirit. What does that mean? Honestly, I have no clue. But whatever it is, he says that, blah, 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 I'm more important. Blah, 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 blah. I laughed. And what about the others? Oh. Well, technically the only others is me. What about you then? Oh. Well. Go on. I play the villain. I play two roles. In the rock and roll stage, I'm Wolfie, the leader of the Howling Good Band. When I'm playing that part, I encourage healthy eating habits, activity, and sharing. When I'm off stage, I play the part of an evil pirate, and you and I have to get in a sword fight. And when that happens, I have to encourage bad things, like being selfish, being mean, unsocial, and not to share. And then you're supposed to battle me. And I'm supposed to lose every time. Why every time? Because, you know, I'm a villain in this twisted pizzeria. I hate it here, but well, I don't hate it. I just wish I had something better, you know, better role. Well, we could try to do a show where you turn good. Maybe. Hey guys. Oh, hey Dustin. Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt your heartfelt chat with Miss Foxy Fox Girl over here. It's Foxina. Sorry. Ma'am, I mean Foxina. But yeah, like, we're here. Oh! Alright everyone, freeze up. Hurry. That's what the moving company said. We're finally here to get rid of these things. I know, right? I don't even know why they want these things. They look kind of creepy. They're not kind of creepy. They are creepy. Yeah. So, what are we going to do with these things? I don't know. We can put them in the warehouse. No, you're going to set them up, said the owner. And I appreciate if you wouldn't talk this way about the performers. They are going to make me a lot of money. Alright, so we want to put Foxina in the Pirate Cove area, right next to Pirate's Landing. That will be where she goes afterwards. Next to Pirate's Landing is a pirate ship play place for our paying customers. Put Wolfie, Dustin, and Chelsea on the main stage. Alright, and we should make sure they don't, you know, get stolen. Oh, don't worry. We're going to hire a security officer for the night and the day. Don't worry. Okay. They set us up and we then walked away. Tomorrow's a big day. I'm excited. Now we try to get some sleep, but honestly, we're about to entertain children and be loved by all the kids who could sleep. But I fell asleep, dreaming of the day ahead. That's when the bright lights turned on, and I heard Wolfie say, "All right, kids, help me call out Foxina from Pirate's Cove." "Oh, Foxina, Foxina." The kids started to shout the name. With a smile, I stepped out and said, "Yar, Wolfie, you better stop making these children stop yelling, or else they'll be in trouble by their fathers and their mothers." "All right, Foxina. Thank you, children, and good night. I'll see you in an hour." My show starts back up. An hour? So that means I must have an hour too, right? "Yar, children. Hello. My name be Foxina, the Pirate Fox. I'm a captain. Any questions?" "Why are you a girl?" "Oh, well, you see, I'm a girl, but girls can be pirates too." "Nuh-uh, only boys can." I heard my mother say, "Nate, quiet. Let the poor fox do her own thing." "No, ma'am, it's quite all right. That is kind of confusing, I'll admit. Then get off the stage. We don't want a girl pirate around." Wolfie is suddenly agitated. "Yarr," he said as he put on an eye patch and slipped into my part of the room to play his evil pirate. "Yarr, children. I be fighting Miss Foxina now." And with that, we got in a fight. A big battle fight. He pulled out his sword, I pulled out mine, and our blades clashed. As we were going to fight, I heard a numerous amount of boys cheering Wolfie on, but I also heard a lot of girls cheering me on. And then all of a sudden, I used my blade to trip him, and then held the sword up to his throat. "Yield, me hearty. I yield to my new captain, Foxina the Pirate." The boys were like, "Oh, great. The girl, she won." Also heard a lot of yells. "Great job. That was amazing." One of the boys actually cared. I tried to see what boy it was, but I didn't see him. At least not that time. But I heard someone say, "Oh, shit, Michael. Michael. I need to remember that name. I'd like to meet that boy and thank him for voting for me." That's when I saw a shifty looking person in a big security suit. I saw him talking to some children. "Hey kids, what's up?" "Oh, nothing, we're just here for my birthday." "Oh, your birthday, hey? Happy birthday. Tell you what, since it's your birthday, I'll treat you to some birthday cake. Would you like that?" "Okay." I smiled, thinking it was just a nice guy. That's when I saw a glint in his eye. Suckers. I didn't think that sounded especially nice. But I didn't think anything of it at the time. "Follow me." And they followed him. Now that wasn't normal. So I kind of snuck behind them and followed them without being noticed. I walked into this big, dark room. "Well, so, you decided to follow me back here. You just made the biggest mistake of your life. But, of course, then again, it's the last mistake you'll ever make." "What do you mean?" "Don't blink." And with that, one by one, he eliminated the children. Nate wasn't with them. I was grateful for that. Nate was my security officer's son. And if he was injured, that would make Nate so sad. I couldn't think. I just didn't understand. How could someone like that? How could someone do that to a child? Oh no, he said. That leaves me with another problem. Where will I hide these, the evidence? Let's see, I could hide them in the parts and storage room. Somewhere in here. And then I could dispose of them later on. That's what I'll do. So with that, he hid in the back room until his shift was over. The boss said, we're having waiting for the night guard to arrive. Would you mind working overtime? You got it, boss, said the man. Alright. Alright, Billy. Have a good day. Have a good day to you.
Alright. Now it's time.
And with that, he got the bodies and then walked towards us. You animatronics don't smell that nice, he said. But, so in this case, this probably won't hurt your stench anymore. Over that, he hid the bodies inside us. Now, luckily, I'm a robotic, so I couldn't really taste it. But I knew for a fact that I was crying. Why was I crying? I can't feel much pain. I'm a robot. But then I realized, this isn't just pain. It's sadness. It's painful in the heart. These children haven't even had time to experience life. Even though life was snuffed out. Then I realized something. Metal coffins, their souls probably won't be able to get out. And my robotic mind was thinking, I could be their body. I could be their body and give them the life that was taken from them. This place was known as Child's Paradise. And if we stayed here, it would be their own heaven. Right? And if they didn't like it, they could always unleash. No, wait. They couldn't do that unless we're dismantled. Our spring locks would still keep them here. So I whispered to the child's soul. Hi there, matey. The child that was inside me was a 9-year-old female. Oh, hi. Hello, dear. Now, I know you're scared, and rightly so, but I'll be your host. You can use my body. Really? Really. I promise you that you'll have a good life. And how many friends do you have? I don't know. I turned 9 today. Was your birthday? Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. If I could, I would take it back. I would give you back. If I would have known, I would have stopped you from following him. I wouldn't be able to see my mommy or daddy again. I know. But they might come here. And if they do, I'll do whatever I can to give you the best darn good life you ever had. Really? Really? Really, really? Promise? I promise, dear. I promise. Now, I couldn't embrace the soul. But I said to her, I would give you a hug if I could. She said, but I'm a ghost now. I can't do hugs. And trim my body. She did as I said. And I gave myself a big hug. Can you feel that? Uh-huh. I hugged her tight. Now whenever you feel lonely, let me know. And I'll give you a big hug. And I promise we'll find the guilty man who did this. Okay. Alright, dear. The next day. The parents went up to Mr. Billy, who we're going to call Billy Bob Bakerman. Because he's fat, like real fat too. Like how a butcher might look, or a man who ate too many pastries, hence the name Billy Bob Bakerman. Hello, have you seen my children? Children? What children? I haven't seen any children.
You little liar.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've seen children, but just because of my job. What your children look like?
One has black hair.
Black hair. Any other features?
He's a Caucasian. His name's Nicholas.
Another mother said, and my daughter.
Sympathy.
Sympathy? That's a weird name for a daughter.
Yeah, well, that's what her name is. I can't change it.
Well, you can, he thought. But thought better of it. No need to blow his cover. He thought to himself,
would I care what their name is?
They won't be needing those names anymore.
She's about, I don't know, 8 or 9. And she's blonde. Like, very, very blonde. And she has a tan kind of skin. And have you seen her?
No, ma'am. Sorry.
Oh, is that guy so hard right then? His 4 children that were killed. 2 match the description to a T.
I couldn't say anything. Talking animatronics at the pizzeria makes headlines. Scares 2 moms into having a heart attack.
Then,
one of the fathers walked up, who looked like he was a bodybuilder, and said, hello, my name's Jason. My son, Nathan Sharp, is missing. He's about, I don't know, 10, 11? He was last seen here. Do you know where he's at?
No, sir.
Haven't seen Mr. Sharp either.
Okay, that was definitely a lie. He even knew Nathan. He's seen him at the pizzeria all the time. He loved to play Pac-Man and Galaga. Not to mention the old Mario.
Stupid human, how could you do this to the children, I thought.
That's when a crying woman in kind of tanned hair walked up. Her eyes were chestnut brown. She had a round, happy face with sparkling brown eyes and a mouth made for smiling.
Have you seen my child?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Have you seen my child?
She said, crying.
No, ma'am. What's your child look like?
She has very tan skin. Like brownish-like skin.
Yeah.
Brown hair. She has bluish eyes, like her father. She's about 5'2", has a nice skinny figure. She's 9 years old. She's my daughter.
Does she look, have any features like you?
No.
She has no features like me or her father, except for the eyes. But then again, anyone's eyes could be blue. She doesn't look like any one of you?
No.
How's that? I was unable to have children. I was barren. And my daughter was adopted. She loved me and her father dearly. I swore I would keep her safe. But I failed. I failed as a mother.
Look, man, I'll look and see if I can locate your daughter, but no promises, so please, just don't get your hopes up. Besides, this place is a heaven for children. If they were here, you know, they'd love it here. I sure would if I was their age. We'll do our best to locate your child. So, keep your chin up. And she went off, hoping to have a phone call soon. After he was sure that she was gone, he said, "These women and their children. But now they're my children now. Now that we moved to the night shift. And then, my show's over," he said. "Now look. I know you can hear me move in your suit, but let me tell you the whole story why I disposed of you quick and painless. See, a long time ago, back when I was in my 20s, so about 2 or 3 years ago, so maybe not that long ago, I wanted to have children. Except for adoption, but since I wasn't married, they thought I was a creep. I wanted 2 girls and 2 boys. I wanted to raise them as my own. Due to my wife, she died. And she was my children, so in her memory, I was going to get children and raise them as my own. I was going to name one Tabitha after my wife. Name one of them Billy Jr. Name the other girl Echo. And then name the other boy Tony. Quick side note, no relations to the Tony stories. I just wanted to add a little Easter egg in there. But I guess it's no longer Easter egg, so sorry about that. Anyway, back to the story at hand. So, I was working at one of the other pizzerias before this place was known as Foxina's Fantastic Pizza World. I was working at a new place. Well, it was new at the time. Now it's the old place, considering that they sold out. And you want to know what that place was called, dear child? What was that place called, I asked. Well, I'll tell you. It was known as Teresa's Family Diner. I'm sure you heard of it. Yes. Well, we were working. I was in a kind of like a yellow, greenish bunny suit. And I had a friend named Jeremiah. He was working in the security area. He didn't like the performer, Teresa. That's right, Teresa was in the bear suit. Again, like me, yellowish, greenish bear suit. Had some black stains on it, but it was an old suit, and it kind of made it look more, well, bearish. I knew he had a grudge against one of them.
mainly Teresa. So, his job was to wind up the spring locks, because they got too loose, and the endoskeleton inside would snap shut, cracking against your body, and penetrating your body, probably killing you under the first 2-3 minutes of agonizing pain. Anyway, he didn't wind them up, so it snapped shut with my friend Teresa inside. I loved my job because during the day I could be around children 24/7, but I was moved to the night shift. And then I was alone again. I treated every kid as if they were my own family. That's when I saw the suit move. Suit's moving, huh? Wow. Isn't that interesting? The souls stay in the suit after death. Fantastic. Fantastic. So, that's why I had the idea of with children. But since I was working the day shift again, there's really no need to. But that's when I got word. Hey, Billy, the manager had told me. We're moving you to the night shift, just like your old job. That way you won't miss your old job. I tried to look happy about it, when in reality, I was angry. Yay, lucky me, I get to work the night shift again. I knew you'd like it. Yeah, your shift starts tonight, so we'll let you go home right now if you want to. Get a nap, and then come back later today. It's 12 to 6. A.M.? That's right, A.M. Alright then. I'll do it. See ya. Hey children, is it your birthday? I said. They said yes. You were there. You were one of them. I had to lure you in birthday cake. Because I knew that if I said, hey, I'm going to kill you and shove you in these suits so I can have a family, you wouldn't have followed. For good reason, unless you were completely stupid. So I had to come up with a lie. And that's what happened. Wait. So let me get this straight. You loved children. Yes. And you wanted a family of your own. Yes. And you'd do anything for your family? Yeah. And the way you went about to show your love towards kids was killing us. Yes, no, this is kind of a weird point for all of us, ain't it? I stared at him. Okay, maybe I wasn't thinking this completely through, but what was I gonna do? I don't know. Ask to stay on the day shift? Yeah, that's a good point. I could have done that. And why didn't you? Because I'm stupid? Well, that goes without saying. But you still shouldn't have done that, you terrible piece of trash. Hey, be nice. Really? Are you really pulling that, hey, mind your manners part? Coming from the guy, don't you start, please. Not in the mood for it. Look, I'm sorry. Okay? Yeah, quick question. What? Well, sorry, get our lives back. Will the, I plead the fifth. This isn't court. No.
So why do you think we would forgive you?
I don't know. Well, exactly. We're not forgiving you. But it's a sin to hate. I'm sure God will make an exception if he gave you a second chance. And I went back to my stage. But before I left, I said, Billy, quick warning. Yeah? We're coming for your life. Oh. Wait, what? I smiled as I walked away. This isn't going to end well, is it? I smiled and said, nope. And I walked away, happy as I did so.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
That night, we went for him. After a few months or so, Billy just disappeared. We have no idea where he went, and honestly, we didn't care. That's when we heard something on the news. A man accused of murder in the first degree was arrested today. Held to his court date. We suspect he was the one to kill four children. However, there isn't enough evidence to convict, so until something shows up, we don't know what we'll do. The only really defining stuff was he carried a knife. And the knife was blunt, as if it had been used. We last seen the children with him away, but there was no blood samples. Not a spot of blood on anything, not his knife and not his clothes. So there's nothing tying him to the murder, but we're holding him in for questioning. Without further evidence, though, we won't be able to hold him for long. With that news, I knew where he went. I hope they find him in the murder of first degree. I'd hate to see something like that out there. That's why I saw a small boy looking at me as I put on my show. I smiled at him. The boy cried and ran off. I was worried. Poor child, I thought. So I got off my stage and went to go find him. Hey, what about our show? One of the boys said. I ignored the boy and just kept going. Hi there. The boy said. Oh, I'm sorry, son. I didn't mean to be scaring you. Do you know what my name is? I smiled. My name is Captain Foxina. Now, why don't you tell me your name?
My name is Mike.
Are you really a pirate? Mike? That's a nice name. Is that short for something? Uh-huh. Okay, what's it short for? It's short for Michael. I wonder if anyone ever calls you Mikey. Would you like that? Yeah. Okay then, Mikey it is. My name is Foxina. Are you a real pirate? That I am, lad. That I am. Would you like to hear my adventures? Okay. I sailed the seven seas searching for treasure. I fought off the infamous Blackbeard. I've been entranced by the calls of the sirens. And I saw many a beautiful day amongst my ship, the White Fox. Wow. It must have been the biggest and best ship in the world. Did you ever find any treasure?
finding the treasure. Of course I did that. I found friends. And that's the best treasure anyone could ever ask for. That's when I heard a noise.
Mike! It's time to go.
Will I ever see you again? I hope so, maybe. Here, I'll tell you what. Whenever we meet again, just do me one favor. And she handed me a gold coin. Next time you're here with your family, yell my name 3 times. Foxina! Foxina! Foxina. Got it? Uh-huh. And then hold up the gold coin. I'll see it. And I'll come find you wherever you be or whatever you be doing. Okay. Bye, Foxina. Bye, Michael. The next day, I heard, Foxina! 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 I knew instantly who it must be. It was Mike. So I got up and I ran to him. Hi there, Mike. I thought you wouldn't remember me. I remember you? You're my first mate. What kind of bloody captain do you think I am? Not to remember my first mate. It's just that there's so many kids here. I'm nothing special. Nothing special? You're the most special boy I know. You're special, Mikey. Don't you ever forget that. Would you like to be my friends? Okay. Hey everyone, I want you to meet someone.
What is it, Foxina?
Meet a new friend.
New friend? Who's this young lad?
His name's Mike. Or Mikey.
Hey Mikey, what's up?
Aw, what a cute child.
Hey, you finally chose a cool one, Dustin said.
This is my very special friend, Mikey.
You must be supposed to get old Foxina carry around the way she does.
I don't recall her ever carrying a child or letting any child hold on to her. Only the fact that she doesn't like to be touched. That's true. I never felt a bond as close as I had with this one. My name's Chelsea, Chelsea said.
Hello, I'm Dustin, the rock and roll deer.
Wow, nice to meet you all.
I like this kid.
Yep, he'd be our new friend. I want to be friends too, said Dustin. I would also like to be friends,
repeated Chelsea. It's settled then, said Wolfie. We'll all be his friends.
I can teach him how to make a pizza.
I can teach him a few chords on my 6-string.
I could have him as an actor on my show.
Hey, before he does any of that, he's coming on stage and singing with me. That is, if he likes.
I would love to. Oh, wait.
Said Foxina. What is it?
There's a small problem.
What problem is that?
What problem is that?
Well, you see, we can't do any of that yet.
Why not?
Asked Wolfie. All right, Foxina.
Well, considering the fact that he's a minor, and we don't employ minors.
That's right. We'll talk to the manager. about it. I'm sure he'll listen to us. He might need a little persuasion. But I'm sure with a little persuasion, he'll see the light. We can't hurt our employers. Not from the kid. Persuasion. You know, we'll ask him nicely. Wolfie mumbled. With our fist and our feet instead of our words, because we're gonna just introduce his face to our fist. He mumbled low enough where Mike wouldn't hear. I looked at him and said, I'll talk to the manager. If things don't work out the way I want, we'll try your way. That should work, he said. Then we heard another sound. Michael, pizza's here. That's my dad. All right, we'll see you later. See you later. After he ate the pizza, he went off to play some games. After that, he talked with us for about another hour. Especially for something we like to call Foxy in the story time. That's a little private story I tell him about my pirate adventures. And Wolfie loved to tell him about how the band got together and how we met. One night, though, after he left, he said, I'll bring pictures next time, every visit, so I could show you. All right, bring back a good one. I will. Bye. Bye. Can't wait to see him again. You and I both, Foxy. You and I both. A month later, he said, Mommy, can we go back to Foxine's Fantastic Pizza World today? I guess it could be okay. It's been a good month since we've been there. We'll ask your father when we get home. But for now, you better get ready. And Casey says yes. She said with a smile. Okay. He went and put on some pants. Like jeans. And also put on a nice t-shirt. I wonder what I'll show my friends today. And he chose a picture.
Michael, I'm home.
Dad's home.
He walked in and laid a Dr. Pepper with cream soda in it on the table. Then he walked in. I'll talk to your mother for a minute and then I'll come and say hi to you, okay?
All right.
Then I heard talking again.
Well, yes. It shouldn't seem strange, and he has been very good lately.
It's okay with me if it's okay with you.
Thank you, dear.
Michael, you still there?
Yeah, Dad.
So, your mother tells me you want to go back to Foxy's Fantastic Pizza World today. Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know. Come on, Dad.
All right. We can go.
Well, let's go now before the rush hour.
And we went. On the way there, we were driving. And a driver wasn't watching where he was going.
All right, wait. Whoa. Watch out! Michael, cover your face.
I did so. Last thing I remember before I passed out was a crashing sound. I woke up to a monitor.
Beep. 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 Beep.
What's going on?
Doctor. Dr. Hellenfeld, he's awake.
He is?
Alright.
Hello, son. Do you know my name?
No.
I'm Blake Chandler Unfelt.
Blake Chandler Unfelt?
Yes.
That's me. How are you feeling?
Cold.
You went and got a blanket and covered me up. Is that better?
I want my mommy and daddy.
I saw a look in his eyes.
I have some news.
He didn't have to say it. I knew what he would say. But there's no way of avoiding it, so I said,
What is it?
Your mom and dad.
Your dad managed to get control of the car and turn it a certain way that avoided them from getting hit straight on. But in doing so, him and your mother took the blunt of the force. They're gone, son. They're gone.
I don't understand. They can't be.
They are gone, son. I'm sorry. Luckily, while you're out, we were looking for a family to adopt you, and we found a very nice one. Your aunt and uncle, they say.
But can I just live with Foxina and the others in the pizzeria?
Son, this is extremely hard for a child of your age, especially a child that's been through an ordeal as horrific as yourself, but they can never love you the way a human family does.
But they do!
Come on, son, please, don't make this harder than it has to be. I'm telling you, trust me, they don't love you the way a human family could. The caseworker will be by in about 8 to 10 minutes. Take it to your family. In the meantime, get some rest. But before you do, here. And he laid a security officer hat and badge with my father's last name on it. Mike, this was your father's. I called the pizzeria. They said you could have it.
Really?
Really. And as the casewalker showed up,
ready to see your new family?
I'd rather just stay with Foxina and Wolf in the pizzeria.
Son, we've been over this. They can't love you the way a human family does.
Alright. With a heavy heart, I was forced to head to a home that wasn't my own. A few years later, I returned to the pizzeria. And I heard my new boss say, "So you want to work here?"
"Yeah."
"Why?"
"Well, my dad used to work here. And, you know, I just had a strong attachment to this place when I was a kid."
"Alrighty then, Mike, welcome to the team. You will be working in the night shift, 12 to 6.
Alright.
Thank you, Fortune Story, if you want to hear the rest of it. Go down to one of my first videos, The Bite of 87. That would tell you most of what you need to know about the story. Now, there's some parts in The Bite of 87 that I haven't really mentioned in the story, and there was parts in the story I didn't quite add in The Bite of 87. This was known as The Birth of Gears. This is how Foxina came to be, and why they have a free choice of their own, and why they have extreme hatred towards security guards, plus janitors, that is. So yeah, they get paid probably $120 a week at a place that's not responsible for any dismemberment or injuries,
to be a security officer slash janitor. How did they get so many hours for that much pay? No one knows. But they work, have to work for 6 days or seven, depending on how much pay they get. They get 120 for 5 nights. They get 150 for 6, and probably 180 for another 5. I mean, for another night. So for 7. So for 7 nights, they get $180. But I probably wouldn't want to work 7 hours at a place that's not responsible for a dismemberment or injuries. I mean, seriously, they don't even give you a weapon. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to this video. All these stories were actually in dreams I had. And all the storylines were from dreams I had. And from what I wanted to happen. But, however, the idea for, killer animatronics, and a lot of the idea I was into FNAF when I had this dream. So a special shout out to Scott Cawthon for inspiring my dream, I guess. And thanks to my mom and dad for making my dream a reality. This has been a lot of fun doing these, and I hope to do a lot more in the future. But, however, I need your help if this is going to work out. So please, leave a like and a nice comment below. And remember to subscribe to my channel, as well as Landon's, down at the Wolf Brothers. I talked to him earlier today. He's going to be doing a fan fiction. Tonight is what he told me. And also look at our Wolf Brothers YouTube channel, which features me and him. I will be the older one. I'm 19 and a half right now. I'll be 10 come February 10th. Well, I have the mindset of a 10-year-old, but LOL, joke. But yeah, I'll be 20 come February 10th. So if you guys want to leave me a thumbs up or a happy birthday or a present, go right ahead. Now, I will tell you this, though. I do like M&M candy bars. Yeah, that's from the candy bar version. It's awesome. I'm not sponsored, not promoting them, even though I kind of am, because they're awesome. But yeah, so if I ever go to Comic-Con and you guys want to bring me, candy bars. I mean, I like M&M's, but I like other things too, like, Smarties, Skittles, Bubble Pops, and Taffy, and money. I'm just saying, I'm joking. You don't have to bring me anything, I'm joking. Doing stuff for you guys, that's my reward right there. As long as you guys like what I do and laugh, I'm happy. So, yeah, thank you for watching this video. I had a lot of fun doing it for you. I hope to be doing it again, too. Tune in to the next episode where I'm doing a Star Fox fan fiction. Appropriate, mind you. Because I've been meaning to do one of those, I don't think I've done one in way too long. So, yeah. So, thank you, and good night.